And we want to take a closer look today at the war of words over two words, radical Islam. The New York Times traces it to the Charlie Hebdo attacks in Paris, when NPR's Mara Liasson noted that President Obama avoided the phrase. His press secretary said it was because terrorists are trying to cloak themselves in religion. The president calls them thugs. The debate carried on through the presidential campaign, with candidates like Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz calling on the president to say radical Islam. Rubio compared not using the phrase to saying, "We weren't at war with Nazis just because some Germans may have been nonviolent Nazis." Well, of course, the difference is we were at war with Nazis. President Obama has said we are not at war with the world's 1.2 billion Muslims. After the Orlando shootings, the president was once again called on to use radical Islam to describe the shooter. Here's part of his response.
What exactly would using this label accomplish?
Well, Donald Trump called that disgraceful.
He's trying to justify why he won't use, and he said radical Islam, because he didn't want to use the word terrorism, if you notice, why he won't use that term or why he doesn't use it, and how it doesn't make any difference, but it does make a difference.
But why do most scholars of Islam reject the phrase? William McCants is a senior fellow in the Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution, the author of The ISIS Apocalypse, The History, The Strategy, and Doomsday Vision of the Islamic State. Will, your thoughts on the phrase?
Well, academically, it used to be acceptable. One of the best books ever written about the jihadist movement was called Radical Islam by a scholar named Emmanuel Sivan. But I think since 9/11, it's become a touchy phrase. President Obama is reflecting the common wisdom in the U.S. government that they don't want to play into the jihadist idea that this is some sort of religious war between the Christian West and the Muslim Middle East.
Yeah, but as you well know, when you said touchy phrase, that's interpreted by many on the right as touchy-feely phrase, what Ted Cruz had called political correctness, this idea of putting sensitivity ahead of security.
Well, from President Obama's perspective, he's putting security against domestic political interests. He wants to make sure to avoid the phrase so he doesn't alienate Muslims around the world who he believes would be offended by it and therefore make them more susceptible to jihadist propaganda.
And why is it offensive? Shadi Hamid, your colleague there at the Brookings Institution, said he used to use the phrase as well. Now it's been so politicized. It's being used as a dog whistle. So let's deconstruct the phrase. Where's the dog whistle in it? We know what radical means, extremist, Islam. What does that word mean?
Well, Islam is a many and varied thing, but when you attach an adjective to it like radical, it's difficult for many non-Muslims to distinguish between the noun and the adjective. And so it seems in the minds of many Muslims that you're telling non-believers that Islam, the entire religion, is a radical thing.
Because that's what Islam means. It means the faith.
That's right.
And you know, this is puzzling to people who may not think of themselves as having any hate agenda. They may understand that there are millions of the 1.2 billion Muslims in the world who are peaceful, but they still don't understand why you can't say radical Islam and mean the extremists that we see in ISIS.
You can certainly say that, and you can mean it. I personally have no problem with the phrase, but I've also traveled enough in the Muslim world to know that the phrase plays very poorly among many normal Muslims.
Yeah.
And also among Muslim communities in the West, they believe it plays into the idea that the entire religion is radical.
It would be like saying radical Christianity. There may be Christians who hear that as the whole faith is radical.
That's right.
Yeah.
And President Obama is doing his best to avoid this kind of dichotomous thinking that plays into the propaganda of our enemies who want to portray this as a religious war between the Christian West and the Muslim world.
Well, last week when the debate really surged up again after the Orlando shootings and there was a call to use the phrase radical Islam, Hillary Clinton did something she's never done before. She used the phrase radical Islamism. Let's listen.
You know, whether you call it radical jihadism, radical Islamism, I think they mean the same thing. I'm happy to say either. But what I won't do, because I think it is dangerous for our efforts to defeat this threat, is to demonize and demagogue and, you know, declare war on an entire religion. That plays right into ISIS's hands.
But Will McCants, why is radical Islamism different. And others have said, use radical Islamist.
Yeah, it sounds like a distinction without a difference, doesn't it? And mm-hmm. I think for many Muslims, they would still hear the same thing. I mean, Islamism is a modern political movement. But for many normal Muslims, I don't think they're going to hear much of a difference. And this is her trying to take a domestic political issue off the table. So it makes a lot of good sense domestically. But I'm willing to bet that if she were to become commander in chief, she would be much more hesitant to use the term radical Islamism.
But we understand that Islamist is different because it implies more of an ideology, like someone who wants a government to be a Muslim-leaning government. That's an ideology as opposed to branding a whole faith.
That is true, and I think you and I understand that. But for normal Muslims around the world, I think it's a distinction that is lost on them.
Scholars of the faith across the board, Stephen Cook at the Council on Foreign Relations, I mentioned Shami Hamid, across the board think that radical Islamist or Islam is dangerous. And phrases like jihadists, Salafis, Islamist extremists are suggested.
Right. And each of those is fraught as well. I mean, you're always going to agitate somebody no matter what phrase you choose. If you want to be academically very precise, you would call this the Salafi jihadist movement. That is what they call themselves. But the term jihadist can offend many Muslims who consider jihad to be a part of their religion and not necessarily violent. I think what President Obama has attempted to do is to avoid the term that will anger the most Muslims.
Yeah. But again, you know, I can hear people who are critics of the president listening to you with your reasoned understanding of what the president is doing and saying, we can't afford to worry about offending someone when we are under attack.
I hear them. Mm-hmm. They should also know that bin Laden, in his own private musings, was upset that the United States did not talk about Islam enough in its propaganda. And he, in fact, wanted to change the name of al-Qaeda to include the name Islam so the United States would have to say it over and over again so Muslims would realize that this is, in fact, a religious struggle against the West. And that's what President Obama is trying to avoid. This is very much part of his thinking about how to make the United States more secure. It is not in an effort to be politically correct with regards to Muslims. If you look at his Jeffrey Goldberg interview, he said many things that would agitate Muslims and the way he characterized the Middle East.
Like what?
Well, he talked about ancient hatreds fueling the conflict in the Middle East. He talked about the Gulf countries not being able to get their act together. But I think this is one area where he has tried to not play into our enemy's propaganda.
Not fall into the trap. Mm-hmm. And you make the case, and just remind people, the Muslim faith is as differentiated as the Christian faith is.
That's right. There's a lot of variety. The kind of Islam that you find in Morocco is entirely different from the kind of Islam that you find in Indonesia. But the president is doing his best to not play into the idea that this is a religious conflict and that the religion at question is a radical one. He wants to point out that it is a many and varied thing. It is interesting. You raise a really good point. This is why I'm not entirely dead set against the critics, because there is a really wishy-washy perspective in the executive branch about the role that religion plays in the conflict. That may feed in a little bit to the discussion of terminology.
So how would you suggest, as a scholar, as somebody who studied this, how do you address that? How do you get across that there is, you know, we know the Wahhabi faith. There are
That's right.
faiths that are feeding into this violence and to this Islamist view of, you know, reestablishing a caliph. How do you address that there is some of that feeding into this without broad brushing the whole faith? What words would you use?
I think you have to do two things. One is to stop making pronouncements about what is and is not Islamic, and the president does that with great frequency, and I don't think it helps. He's not in a position to judge. And the second thing to do is use more precise terminology. Salafi jihadism is what jihadists call their movement, and it is an outgrowth of a very ultra-conservative interpretation of Islam, the kind of Islam that you find in Saudi Arabia that is quite different from other varieties of Islam. And it's often attached to the sort of violence that we're seeing. And I think you're getting much closer to the problem when you use more precise terminology.
Teach people the phrase Salafi jihadism.
The scholar in me would like to think that would work. The policymaker in me thinks, it's a losing cause.
William McCants, senior fellow in the Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution, author of The ISIS Apocalypse, The History, The Strategy, and Doomsday Vision of the Islamic State. Will, thanks so much.
My pleasure.